Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
We are back with Barney McCusker, Triple M, Limestone Coast 963. We've got the big man himself. He's coming this Thursday at the Blue Lake Golf Links, Thursday the 14th of March, 6:30. Billy Brownless, welcome back to Mount Gambier.
Oh, Barn, great to catch up with you, old time. I haven't seen you for a while, and looking forward to coming back to Mount Gambier, yeah.
Well, when you're 6'4" and about 102 k's like you, you have to watch out for little guys like us, you know. We were sort of a nuisance to you, weren't we?
Yeah, you are, and you still are. But I wouldn't go with 102 anymore. I'll put on a little bit more than that, Barn. It's been a good summer.
You've christened a few silos in your time by kicking a ball across. In fact, you even christened our house one day because you kicked a ball across that. How many silos would you have christened in your time?
Well, yeah, it's funny. You go to those country towns when I was spinning the wheel and things like that, mate, and they'd all say, come down to the silo, and it'd be after a big night, and go down there the next day, and let me tell you, it was bloody hard. It was hard darts, some of those silos. I couldn't do it, and now they kick over me because I'm the solo now. So let's see how things have changed, Barnes.
Well, at 6'4", you were a giant back in, 89 grand final and 95 grand final. 6'4", you'd sort of be back in the pack nowadays, wouldn't you?
Well, I wouldn't even be a midfielder probably. When you have a look at blokes like Paddy Cripps and blokes like that who play as on ballers and then go up forward and play full forward, it's unbelievable, some of those, how tall and how big they are. So that's certainly involved in our game is the big midfielder now.
198 games, 441 goals, leading goal kicker twice at the Cats, All-Australian. But was it the 89 and the 95 grand finals that you remember?
Certainly 89. That was one of the great games, of course, and it was our first grand final. It was a group of kids that just really come through, and Malcolm Blight come along, and all of a sudden we find ourselves in a grand final. You know, we're only kids, we're only 21 or 22 back then. And that was fantastic. Great game, of course. Would have been nice to win that one, but we did. And then 92, 94, they were big games against West Coast Eagles, who were just too big, too strong. And then 95, of course, when we thought we were a chance against Carlton, and they cleaned us up. So it was bloody disappointing. Let me tell you, mate, not to win one of them. So and yeah, I mean, really disappointing.
In 95, even the fight at half time with Ange Christou, you didn't win that one either.
Well, I was beating him. I picked the smallest bloke, so I picked Ange Christou. I thought I was going all right. And then, of course, guess who crawls out of his backside is the big kudo. And then I was in a bit of trouble, but yes.
You didn't realise they were both Greeks, did you?
Well, I knew they were very close. So I should have known that. Actually, my mate Barry Stone, and he wasn't even playing. He was walking across the ground on crutches, and he whacked one of them on the bum with his crutch. He got fined $10,000, and by the AFL, he still wants me to pay it.
Well, it's all going to happen this Thursday night down at Blue Lakes, Golf Links, 6:30. Be there, whether you're a Cat supporter, whether you're not a Cat supporter, Hawthorn supporters. You love them all, don't you, Bill?
Not really. No. We'll have a good time, mate. We'll have a few crossies, of course, and we might even get the wheel out. And where's the wheel?
Well, we'll see you this Thursday, 6:30, down the Blue Lake Golf Links. We'll see you then. Take care, Bill.
Good. See you, bud.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.